This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just when you need a response, a shutdown inning, Ozzie Albies, that little bugger, he matches it with a solo shot. 1-1 now. Braves versus the Mets in Flushing. New ball game. Kodai Senga throws one middle, and Ozzie Albies does not miss it. Keith McPherson on the fan, talking to the Yankee fans. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, John Harper from SNY will join us to talk about the Yankees and the Mets. New York baseball is just not great as we are in the middle of August, and we were hoping for better, hoping for a lot better. Let's take the rest of these calls before we bring in the first guest. Let's talk to Neil in Irvington. I'm back on the fan. Neil, what's up, man?
What's up, my man, Keith? Hey, Keith, I ain't watched the Yankees since they lost that Friday to the Astros. They're going to give me a heart attack. So you know what I do? Yo, Keith, I'm going to wait to the Boston series. That's going to determine where they're going. When they play.
You're right.
Hey, Keith, I didn't know.
Four games against Boston.
You heard me, Keith?
Yeah, go ahead.
Aaron Judge is hurt?
Yeah, Aaron Judge can't throw. He's just been DHing, so that's why they've been putting Stan out there in right field. But they're saying during this next stretch of games between the 15th and 20th, three in St. Louis, two down in Tampa, Judge should return to right field. Now, will he be tested? Of course he will. Ball will find you.
Keith, I'm going to say one of your sayings. Don't down my back and tell me it's raining.
What is that?
Good for that? They are good for that.
What do you feel like that? What, you think they're not telling the truth about Judge?
Of course. Yankees had an injury in a minute. And then they come up later on. Yeah, Judge had an ACL tear or something in his arm. You what? Keith, I don't trust it.
UCL? Yeah, I don't trust it either, but we got to see it. I mean, if Judge can't throw, pack it up. We can't have... Now we're down Goldschmidt, Ahmed Rosario, Austin Slater. Like, if Judge cannot resume playing the outfield now, we can't keep running Stanton out there. Dominguez is a liability, and you don't have any more outfielders.
They need. You know, baseball's funny, Keith. I ain't going to put them down yet. Not baseball. You get hot, you'll beat anybody. But I ain't good.
Yeah, we can't quit on them completely yet. Neil, thanks for the call. I don't think that they're lying to us. Sure. You know, we have trust issues with the Yankees. Why? Because Goldschmidt gets hurt, and they don't tell us that he's unavailable, and then we get into the game, and we're like, where's Goldie? And then after the game, he hurt his knee. Which one? When? What? How come this wasn't told to everybody? Oh, we thought we could kind of get by without... As far as Judge is concerned, I think they've been pretty transparent about Judge. He started some type of throwing program. The aim is to have him out there this weekend. We'll see when the lineup comes out tomorrow, will he be in right field? I hope so. I don't want Stan out there in Busch Stadium in right field. You know, with Stanton, it's like, easy now. Yes, a couple nights ago, he had a great game. He kind of came alive, and there was conversation about him playing both sides of the ball and kind of unlocking something, going back to when he was an MVP, like, you know, being in the game and how that helps him at the plate. But if you have a plan on doing anything in October, you need that guy's bat. So you got to tread lightly with that. Judge got to be in right field. And let's see. Let's see if he can throw. I don't think they're lying about that. I think that we have to see him soon. And let's see who they call up with Paul Goldschmidt. And let's see how this rotation responds. There is not a lot of time left. They have to win, you know, 10 more games than they lose the rest of the way. They really got to win. They got to win like anywhere from like 24 to 27 of these games to kind of lock it up and be sure that, hey, they're in. So, no, you can't quit on them yet. They should make the postseason. I don't know if they're winning the division. I doubt that at this point. They should be a wild card. That's going to be a lot of anxiety. That's not going to be so fun. But this is why we watch, and this is why people bet on this stuff, and crazier things have happened. Maybe something clicks here. I just don't have that much faith in it at all. Anthony is out in Omaha, Nebraska on the Fan in New York. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith. Big fan of yours. Been listening to the show all night. But, yeah, once again, talking of beating records, like talking about the Yankees here.
Yeah, it's the same things. It's the same things. That, you know, a couple good nights, and then you're reminded, like, this is who they are. And when someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Well, it's crazy to think, like, I understand the game, how it is with analytics, man, but, man, just to think about it, it's a kid's game, like, see the ball, hit the ball, like you said about Jazz, man, like, seeing him swing for the fences every time on a breaking ball or a fastball just gets on my nerves. It's like a Willie Mays Hayes situation that you put the bat on the ball and get it on the ground, because, God, man, when he's on the base path, his speed shows it, man. And I'd rather have the speed and get the small ball going than hit the long ball. We got plenty of that, but it's a kid's game, man. These are major league players. They got to at least, you know, play the kid's game, man. See the ball, hit the ball. Not all about the angles and the trajectories and all that.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right with that. Thanks for the call, Anthony. There should be, like, guys like Volpe, guys like Jazz, they should know, hey, I just got to get on. It's not about me homering. Let the big fellas homer. Let Judge and Stanton and Rice, you know, hit the home runs. Grisham, too. But even Grisham is good for some singles. Grisham will lay down a bunt as your leadoff hitter and a guy with speed. But, yeah, guys like Volpe and Jazz, even McMahon now. McMahon, I'm starting to look at. McMahon was a guy that I was happy about that they traded for. He can play the hell out of third base, but his left-handed bat is supposed to play in Yankee Stadium. He hasn't homered yet. He hasn't been good. He had the one walk-off hit against Tampa, but he's come up small. And, you know, we knew he was a strikeout guy, and honestly, if you look at Eugenio Suarez, the other, like, top third baseman prospect that was out there, he's been striking out a ton. But, yeah, McMahon's got to give us more. McMahon's got to give us more. And these guys got to think more about, hey, what do I do here to get this pitcher on the ropes? What do I do here to have a competitive at-bat instead of just sitting there waiting for the umpire, you know, to give you ball four? Because they're not going to do that. Joey Clams in Brooklyn. What you thinking about the Yankees, Joey?
Hey, how you doing, Keith? What's up, my man? Listen, this has been a mess for 8 years, and it's getting worse and worse. And it came to a head last year in front of everybody in the World Series when we looked like a bunch of a clown show, Mickey Mouse operation on the field. And you knew what you were bad at last year, and you didn't do it in the beginning of the year. You should have got a third baseman, and you should have got a first baseman. You got a first baseman who's 37 years old. Don't you know in the dog days of August he's going to break down? And Keith, you've been on it, on the point, and it's in front of us every single night. We got runners on base with less than two outs, less than one out. We never get them in. First and third, the other night, Volpe's up. Put the bunt down. Get that runner. We needed the insurance run. Now hits into the double play.
Yep.
Bases loaded twice there. I know we scored all those runs. Bases loaded twice the other night. We're one out. We don't get the run in. We never move the runners over. And I'm tired of hearing the excuses, well, they don't bunt. You're a major league coach, and you're not teaching them how to bunt the right way. Yeah, they bunt, but they're not bunting the right way. They don't.
Yeah, they got to practice it. You know, and we've seen some of that. Joey, like, we've seen them come out and do some fundamental drills and some PFPs, and I know it was reported the other day that Ryan McMahon and Austin Wells were getting some extra work. I guess that's some urgency. Thanks for the call, Joey. I mean, it's not too little too late. It's never too late to work on your game, but, man, I feel like they are up against the clock and kind of scrambling here, and it's going to be a close one. It's going to be a close one. I guess that's entertaining, you know. Not what we thought it was going to be, but it's going to keep us kind of on the edge of our seats. Now, joining us next will be John Harper from SNY, New York baseball columnist. This guy can talk Yankees, and we'll talk a little Mets with him. And if you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll get back to you. I just wanted to bring in someone with a little bit more expertise than myself to have the conversation with. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, but also live stream on WFAN YouTube right now. So, let's take this break. When we come back, more baseball talk right here on The Fan. And just like that, we're back. Keith McPherson on The Fan joining us right now. Thanks for giving us the time. My guy, John Harper from SNY. We're going to talk a little New York baseball. What's up, John?
Hey, Keith. How you doing? I'm good.
I'm good, too. I'm watching the Met game. I'm talking to the Yankee fans. A couple quick questions about the Mets, and then we'll get back to the Yankees. What did you think about, you know, all of the things that came from Pete Alonso, 253, 254. Let's start with Gary Cohen's call. What did you think about, you know, him having his own private iceberg?
I don't know. I felt a little too scripted for me, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, listen, Gary's an all-time great, but I thought that was a little much, you know. I could have done without the private iceberg.
No, I agree. I mean, Gary is, that doesn't take anything away from Gary's greatness. But when I heard it, I just was like, the theater of the mind of it. I'm like, his own private iceberg.
I know.
The polar bear.
Yeah, I know. You're reaching a little bit there. And that's not typically, I don't feel like that's typically his style. He usually sits good at reacting to the moment. I think he had been thinking a little too much about that for a long time.
Yeah, so what did you think about Pete Alonso, down goes Straw? There was a lot of conversation about him writing that on the baseball.
I didn't get that either. I mean, listen, he's kind of a goofy guy in a funny way, and maybe he thought that was funny. It doesn't seem appropriate, really, to me. But, I mean, I think, listen, especially Darryl was so great about the way he handled it. He's been in Pete's corner for years now, you know? I'm not sure what he was. Maybe he was just trying to be humorous or whatever. But it seems that seemed a little offbeat too. I mean, that was kind of weird to me.
It missed the mark for me. Darryl was on with BT and Sal today, and he was all class. And you know, he said he wouldn't have done it, but he didn't mind it. He didn't take it personally. He didn't take it any kind of way. And I'm like, down goes Straw. Doesn't that come from down goes Frazier, like a boxing match to knock a guy out? Like you're not knocking out Darryl Strawberry. Strawberry is a great in his own right. And, you know, Darryl talked about, hey, the number being low because of how long he played here and, you know, even, you know, how it could have been 500 and how he was always rooting for Pete Alonso to get that number because he's, you know, a prolific power hitter.
Hey, you know, hey, listen, there was a time Darryl would have had a strong response to something like that, you know, in his younger days. He was one of the, you know, when you're on the beat with him, he was a guy you could always go to and you were going to get some kind of a good quote. I mean, I love covering a guy. He was so colorful and so interesting, and you never knew when he might just go off at any time. But he's obviously, you know, he's changed the way he goes about his life and everything. I'm sure that plays a part in it. But it didn't seem to strike the right tone for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they fumbled this whole thing a little bit. Even, you know, Mad Dog came out and had a rant about, you know, the number and who cares about the number. And they did a whole ceremony. And what did you think about the ceremony that actually got pushed to today because of the rain? You know, I think it's just the Mets coming into their own under Steve Cohen, under David Stearns, and, you know, giving the Met fans something to celebrate. They can't celebrate championships and other things like that. And, you know, this is a organic moment from a homegrown player. It is kind of odd because he isn't signed, but what did you think about the ceremony and how they kind of, you know, stretched this thing out from a T-shirt giveaway to, I think they have a commemorative, ticket that they gave out tonight.
It does feel like they're trying, you know, to create a little bit of out of every possible avenue they can. You know, I'm okay with them having a little ceremony for one, but it's not like it's 500 home runs. I think that's fair to say, you know, it's not an all-time total or anything like that because Darryl didn't stick around long enough. So, but at the same time, I think Steve Cohen is trying to do the right things. You know, he's retired these numbers. I think he's trying to build a, I think he said it. He said he doesn't want, he wants to kind of end the misery that Mets fans feel about the team sometimes. So
right.
I guess this is all part of it, but you're right. You got to win championships. That's what's ultimately going to do it. You know, all these other things are, they're nice and they're fun and all that. I think Mets fans do appreciate having maybe a different culture for sure now, but you got to go out and win. And, you know, right now they're not doing that too much. So that's a problem too.
We're on the phone right now with John Harper from SNY, New York baseball columnist. John, you know, you just mentioned winning championships and coming off of being two games away from the World Series last year and going out and getting Juan Soto. That's a big piece. And then, you know, you bring back Sean Manaea, you bring back Pete Alonso, Jesse Winker, you go out there and get Jose Siri and AJ Minter and all these different, you know, got Clay Holmes. And now here we are in August and some of those guys are hurt. And a guy like Frankie Montas you signed, that blew up in your face. What is David Stearns going to do the rest of the way? I feel like he's got to have a plan and a plan and another plan because the plans from the winter have not turned out. Juan Soto is not the player that we saw last year or years before. And this pitching, I feel like, you know, his way of putting together a rotation, it has completely failed. The Mets have, they went from having the pitching lab and one of the best ERAs in baseball to one of the worst. So what do you think David Stearns is going to do here to try and right the ship?
I think he's going to pray that these young guys are ready to pitch in the big leagues. McClain's starting Saturday, and I would think you might see Sproat at some point because, really, I think that's, you know, look, Senga's pitching pretty well tonight so far. And I think there's still, Manaea's going to get it back. He got such a late start. But they do. They got major issues in that rotation, and he did. It's fair to – listen, I gave him a lot of praise when it was working, so it's fair to criticize him because it does feel like he, you know, a little bit thought he could make anything work with that pitcher lab. And the Montas thing I never got. I think we might even talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talked about that. I never understood that. It was such an early signing for that kind of money. I know from what I've heard, people in Milwaukee that he still knows there were telling him that Montas at the end of the year changed some things in his delivery and stuff, and he was really looking like a different guy. But he still had a history of injuries, so he took a chance on that. And he tried to do it the low key way, which with depth, and the depth has kind of disappeared on him as well. But at some point, I thought they needed to make a trade for a starter at the deadline. There were only a couple starters traded, and the prices were pretty high, I guess. But even Charlie Morton would have helped this team. He was traded to the Tigers. I know that the Texas Rangers gave up a lot for Merrill Kelly, but so there wasn't a lot available that was within, I guess, reasonable price. But I think they needed something. Now, I think it really is about these young guys now, and I think they got to get creative. I think it's time to get Holmes to the bullpen. Maybe make him a bulk type reliever. They need multi-inning guys because they have all these. He acquired all these high leverage one-inning guys. You got to have some guys that are going to be able to fill those gaps, because even if these young guys come up and pitch well, they're probably not going to go more than five innings because that's the way they're trained in the minors. So you got to have guys like Holmes and maybe even Montas, Hope, and maybe Blackburn, somebody like that. The hope that you can. It's almost like a piggyback situation where you're kind of going from one to another to get to the deep end of that pen, because you can't use those guys every single night the way they have been.
Yeah, I feel like he's got to get crafty now. I mean, it's gonna have to be a mixture of getting back into the pitching lab and getting who you have right, get those guys corrected, get those guys right, and then also getting these young guys prepared and also protecting them, not letting them, completely have their confidence shot. Like, they're bringing McLean up Saturday to face the Mariners. The Mariners have been winning and hitting a ton. They have Kyle Raleigh. Like, this kid's got to face the home run leader in baseball, this weekend. That's tough. But, what do you think about them exploring doing things like, like the Yankees just signed like Kenta Maeda. Chris Flexen got released. Noah Syndergaard got released. There's another name. I think Johnny Cueto or somebody else is floating around out there. What do you think about them going to find, guys that are, former major leaguers that are just like on the fringe and barely there anymore, just to try to get by the rest of the season? Because I was talking last night about this stretch that the Mets have. I don't see them surviving the schedule that they have just the rest of this month, where they play from the 19th to the 3rd of September, the 19th of August to the 3rd of September without an off day. What do you see them doing to, to get through that stretch with the starting pitching? Because none of these guys can go deep into games.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem right now. You can always try and bring somebody in, but I think they probably feel like they're going to get something out of McGill again. I guess he's pretty close. And then, I think they're pretty high on these young guys. That's what Stearns has said. That's what I've heard from other people over there, that's one of the reasons they weren't willing to give up much in the way of prospects for starting pitching at the deadline. They feel like these guys are ready to contribute. So we'll see. I mean, that's what they're banking on. And I think, as bad as Peterson as that was last night, you still got to believe he's going to give you some good solid starts down the stretch. So I think there's enough there if these young guys contribute. But you're also, I think you got to get something out of Holmes and Montas, even if it's out of the pen, to kind of fill in the gaps there depth-wise. Because they do. They have a tough stretch coming up for sure.
Let's switch gears to the Yankees. We're on the phone right now with John Harper from SNY. As you know, the Mets have their struggles. So do the Yankees. Both teams are looking like wild card teams. Is that good enough for the Mets and the Yankees to just get in? Is that good enough for the Mets and the Yankees to be the third wild card team?
Well, not on the surface, no. I mean, they both should be winning their division. They have the talent to do it. But, as we've seen in recent years, all you really have to do is get in and be playing well at the time, and anything can happen for you, especially for the Yankees, because the American League just doesn't seem as strong. It's maybe a little better than last year, but still not really deep in terms of that playoff field. So I think either one could get on a run. They both have, well, the Yankees in particular, if you get three going again, I mean, you're never sure about Rodon, but you have the high quality top starters at the top of the rotation that could get you into the playoffs and go a long way.
Coming off of the Astros series and the way they lost that series, the first game with pitching Devin Williams in a tight spot and then absolutely getting rolled on the Sunday game, barely hitting a home run, Trent Grisham to take the lead in the one game they won, You know, we heard a lot from Willie Randolph about how no one fears the Yankees anymore and how these guys got to be ready to be in a dogfight every time, you know, they step out there. Jorge Posada talked about these guys need to be angry. They need to stop being so buddy-buddy with everyone, stop being everyone's friend. And, you know, Joe Torre told a story about how George Steinbrenner used to keep Don Mattingly on his toes. He felt like players needed to be on edge, whether it was messing with him about his hair or what he did in a game or, you know, just kind of always checking on him. Like, you know, do you think that the Yankees are broken? Do you think that the Yankees fundamentally are broken? The farm system is broken. The culture is broken. And now we're just in this country club era of the Yankees and they can't get right. They can't go on a run. They can't get back to what they used to be.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but it has been, you know, kind of, I guess maybe disturbing is the right word. Some of these quotes in recent weeks from players that were in the organization that say that fundamentals aren't stressed in the minor leagues. I mean, I'm shocked to hear that because Cashman has always talked about that as being, you know, one of the tenets of the organization. So I don't know, but it shows up. I mean, it's not showing up. The fundamentals, we've talked about it a lot, the lack of fundamentals at the big league level. You would have thought after what happened last year and all the talk from the Dodgers that they would have made sure that everything was buttoned up this year, but you've seen all the same type of things, the base running, the mental errors. And I really thought, I mean, I thought Boone had a chance to make a statement with that Jazz Chisholm play where he got picked off for this pop-up at second base.
Yep.
I know we know Chisholm had the explanation of what he's trying to do, but I don't care. You can't do that. If he pulls him out of the game, I think he has a chance to send a message. At some point, you got to tell your team, I'm not putting up with this. You know, I know the big thing from him is he feels like there's so much pressure on these guys in New York that he doesn't want to put more pressure on him. But at some point, you got to send a message. And I think that's probably what you're hearing from guys like Posada. You want to see a manager react in a way that's going to let these guys know it's not good enough. And maybe that, you know, maybe that in a way lights a fire in some way, because it does feel like sometimes that the Yankees need a little bit of a spark. You know, I mean, I think Judge is a great leader, but even he could occasionally say something here and there to make them feel like we got to do more.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel like it should have been Yorbit Vivas the first game out of the All-Star break when he didn't slide and get down, and he's kind of just casually running into third base, and Ronald Acuna Jr. throws him out from the corner of right field. I'm like, that is the opportunity to take a kid out of the game and sit him down and make an example out of him, but they don't do that. So here's my last question for you. If the Yankees miss out on the postseason, are they firing Aaron Boone? Is Aaron Boone gone?
I think it's got to be. He's got to go. I mean, I know Cashman doesn't want to do it. He believes in Boone. But I can't believe Hal Steinbrenner is going to let that slide. We know it's not Hal's style, nothing like George, all with you know that, all that stuff. But he's still there's going to be. I mean, if they miss the playoffs, that's going to be a complete catastrophe. And I think at that point he's got to react. I mean, really, at that point, what are you losing by changing managers? You're not getting. You obviously would not have gotten the most out of this team if they missed the playoffs. So at some point, you got to try something different. I absolutely think Boone will be gone.
John, you're the man. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate the time.
Hey, anytime, Keith. Good talking to you.
888-808-1019, a little ride-along update as Kodai Senga has pitched into the sixth inning. At 93 pitches, he's taken out a little bit of trouble as he gives up a single to Marcell Ozuna. Runners at the corners, two outs. He's coming out of the game. Let's see who Mendoza brings in next. It's still 1-1 after Lindor homered and Ozzie Albies matched him with the solo shot. Correction on that, it was actually Michael Harris that singled after Marcell Ozuna struck out. So runners on the corners here, two outs, and Tyler Rogers is the first guy up to get this last out and keep the score at 1-1. Got eyes on the Met game, got eyes on this call screen with all Yankee fans. Yankee fans, call me up with your questions, thoughts, concerns about Aaron Boone, about the fundamentals, the development of the players, about Judge's injury and him coming back. Now Paul Goldschmidt going on the IL. What do they do there? Who do they call up? How do they pivot here? And, you know, what the Yankees got to do the rest of the way to make sure that they are in the postseason. It's not a lock. It's not a guarantee. They missed a big opportunity last night to gain some ground, and I just don't have much confidence or faith in them. We got to take it day by day, but it's not looking very good, and it's not looking really assuring that they're a lock to get in to the postseason. Again, dial 888-808-1019. We are streaming on the Odyssey app, and you can watch on WFAN YouTube channel. Just go to WFAN on YouTube and look for WFAN Overnight Live. Myself and Big Mac will be on the screen. I will take a break here and start interacting with some people in the chat. Don't go anywhere because we're coming right back. Guess who? 8:40 on my watch. Keith McPherson on the Fan, watching the Met game, talking in the chat. Shout out to Chris in the chat who said, hey, Keith, are you going to take stuff from the chat and bring it to the station, bring it to the airwaves like you usually do? I said, yeah, that doesn't change now that we're streaming on WFAN YouTube. So the conversation we were having in the chat, a couple conversations about the Mets, about the Yankees. We're talking about their strength of schedule the rest of the way. And, you know, you can't predict baseball, but there's always this thought that, like, oh, they have a soft schedule. The Yankees, let's focus on the Yankees, right? The thought that the Yankees have a soft schedule the rest of the way. I can't subscribe to that. They are the soft schedule. Nobody fears them. They are the team that is being circled right now. Those bum teams that we're looking at that aren't playing for anything, that are supposed to be a pushover, right? The Baltimore Orioles, the White Sox, the Nationals. No. Like, don't start thinking, and we, you know, we go to Minnesota again too. Don't start thinking you know, those teams are just going to lay down for the New York Yankees. They're not. They're looking to, you know, their seasons are over, right? They're looking to play spoiler. They're looking to knock the Yankees off. And there's some young guys that are going to get called up that are looking to make a name for themselves. Like, have you guys been paying attention to Jacob Marcy? This Jacob Marcy kid, I keep calling him Marcy. Marcy, M-A-R-S-E-E. He made his debut in center field for the Marlins against the Yankees. He got on base four times. He balled that series against us. He hasn't stopped balling since. In his last 15 games, right? And I don't even know how many games he's played total. Not that many. He's got 42 career bats. He's played 14 games. He's batting .408. This kid's going crazy. He's got 13 ribbies, 3 homers. 9 walks. He had a bunch of walks against the Yankees. So, like, the Miami Marlins were looking at the Yankees like, hey, you're coming into our building. There's going to be high attendance. Yeah, we're coming after you. So there's no guarantee that anybody does any favors for the Yankees and just lays down so the Yankees can get these games. And they always find a way to kind of screw it up. They always find a way to not, like, you couldn't complete the sweep against the Twins. I'm not subscribing to the, you know, the soft schedule stuff. Scott in the chat says 10 games with the Astros and 10 games with the Reds, or 10 games with the Astros and Red Sox. If they go 0-10 in those, they can't lose a series the rest of the way. And you can bet that those teams will be ready to play the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. Speaking of being ready to play, the Mets are ready to play tonight. So I think before the break, I told you Kodai Senga came out of the game and Tyler Rogers would enter the game. Ozzie Albies, he's on demon time. I think the second pitch he sees from Tyler Rogers, he singles and he drives in that run. As I told you, there were runners on the corners. That gave the Braves the lead. But the Mets would follow up against Elder in the bottom of the sixth here. Lindor would single. Lindor steals a base. And then putting pressure on them, Lindor ends up on third with the throwing error from the catcher. They just throw down a second again. Juan Soto steals another base. His career high just keeps going up. And then Brandon Nimmo with a sac fly. Some situational hitting would score Francisco Lindor from third. So it's 2-2. And there are two outs with a runner on second as Juan Soto just stole, I don't know, probably his 20th stolen base. How many? I would assume Juan Soto's got to be at 20 stolen bases by now. He's having a big year on the base pass. Something about him working all those walks. I think he came in with 18, so I think that was his 19th stolen base. 888-808-1019. Keeping an eye on the Met game. I do want the Mets to win. I just want some Met fans to, have a night where they can at least have some relief and not lose the series and turn the page from last night. And it's a brand new game again here in the bottom of the sixth. Kodai Senga, he had one of his better nights, one of his better outings in, you know, his return since he's been back from that injury. He was able to go out there and strike out 7. he got into a little bit of trouble, and Mendoza's got to manage the game where you got to stop the bleeding. But he goes 5 2/3, and he hadn't gone 5 2/3 since June 12th. And that's before, you know, the whole June 13th. There you go. There you go. Pete Alonso, the polar bear, on his own personal iceberg, drives in the run, the go-ahead run. It's 3-2 Mets. He drives in Juan Soto after Juan Soto got into scoring position. 888-808-1019. Still taking calls from the Yankee fans. That call the fan to talk about everything from Brian Cashman, Michael Fishman, Aaron Boone. Some of y'all want Brad Ausmus to be the manager. I don't. To, you know, the captain Aaron Judge and the type of captain he is and how Giancarlo Stanton has been out there leading the way. And, yeah, let's see what the Yankees do the rest of the way. They got to rip off a winning streak, man. A game here, two games here is not enough. They got to roll. It's the only way to kind of give themselves some cushion. It's the only way to kind of, you know, shore this thing up, or, you know, we're going to be waking up every day waiting for these games to come and being on edge that, hey, they might not make the postseason. Lou is in a story on the fan. Welcome back, Lou.
Hey, Keith. How are you? How you doing?
I'm good. Good. Glad to be here. Good to hear from you.
That was a private iceberg that he just hit.
I'm just going to keep dropping that every time because it's just such
I know, but listen, it was done. Gary is a great guy, a great announcer. It was all done for fun. You guys had taken to another level, okay? Even your Harper guest that you had there, it was not done malicious. It was done for fun, okay?
Sure.
If Frazier go down, okay, I can understand that. But that was just, you know, this is a different world. I mean, you know, you guys can just take it to another level. I don't know why. He didn't, actually, this was not
We critique everything. This is the opinions business. We give our opinions
exactly.
On the broadcast.
Thank you very much. It's America. If you done down in Cuba, they would have shot you right in the head. This is America. We can have some fun, okay?
All right, yes.
So anyway, on the Yankees, okay, you had a caller that told you about, which I've been telling you for years, that the minor league system is not doing the right job by teaching these guys how to make contact, be patient. Stop that launch angle. Okay, he was right about that. And Evans come up and talk about Alex Rodriguez being the manager of the Yankees. What a joke, you know?
Yeah.
Alex Rodriguez would never, listen, he would never stop doing what he's doing. The only way he might take this job is because he wants the GM, which he hates, who benched him on purpose, which told the doctor to say that he was not ready to come back and put him in the IL.
Yeah.
And he was suing the Yankees because of it, okay? Because Brian Cashman was trying to save the owner $7 million if Alex Rodriguez would have hit 700 home runs, okay? So stop it. He's suing the Yankees, and he stopped because he wanted to
There's no way Alex Rodriguez, and thank you for the call, Lou, and bringing that up. I had that in my notes. I think Evan knows how to play you guys better than anybody. He'll say something like, oh, you know, where's Pete Alonso going to end up next year? The Yankees. No shot. No shot. Zero chance. No. The Yankees will run Ben Rice out there. They'll bring back Cody Bellinger. They'll go sign somebody else before they don't want Pete Alonso, the all-time leading home run hitter of the Mets, and they're not going to pay Pete Alonso what Scott Boras is going to be looking for. They're not going to give Pete Alonso the 5-year, 6-year, 7-year deal that Pete Alonso was looking for, talking about how he wants to play till he's 40. And you know what Scott Boras is going to use? And I wanted to talk about this earlier. Vladdy Jr.'s contract. He's going to use Vladdy Jr.'s contract and try and get Pete Alonso somewhere close to that. Not going to happen. Vladdy's a little bit younger, 14 years, $500 million, and they did that because Toronto can't offer anybody to come north of the border. He's a Canadian. I think Pete Alonso's contract is going to be similar or closer to maybe a Matt Olson or a Freddie Freeman, but not as many years. And I think the only team that's actually going to do it is the Mets because, you know, he means the most to the Mets franchise, the Met fan base, and the Met owner. 888-808-1019. Now back to A-Rod. They won't retire A-Rod's number. You think A-Rod's about to come back and manage the New York Yankees? A-Rod would be taking a pay cut. A-Rod is a businessman. You forgot A-Rod owns the Minnesota Timberwolves? A-Rod is on Fox, making a ton of money, doing everything with Fox, from going to like Bristol, Tennessee for that NASCAR game, going to the All-Star game, World Series. He's not about to be a manager grinding it out with the New York Yankees every day, traveling with the New York Yankees, being in hotels. No. I think he'd like to have a little bit of an advisor role. I think he'd like to come to spring training, maybe coach a little bit. That's not the answer. And it's also not the answer because Aaron Boone works in concert with Brian Cashman and Michael Fishman. They work together. Clint Frazier told you that on the podcast. Aaron Boone comes up with his lineup, you know, his thoughts on the game, maybe his lanes, his bullpen budget, where they're going to go. And then the analytics department comes up with theirs. They put their heads together, and then they go forward every day. Brian Cashman's not working with A-Rod. Like, A-Rod is not the answer. And why does it always have to be a former player? Why does it always have to be somebody from yesteryear coming back to save the Yankees? Maybe we should move away from that, right? Aaron Boone was a former Yankee. And there's a lot of you that always make the joke, oh, I wish Aaron Boone never hit that home run. I mean, I'm glad he hit that home run. But Aaron Boone had never managed anywhere. He is their own. He is birthed into managing in Major League Baseball by the New York Yankees. He's not going anywhere. They're not firing him. It is what it is. 888-808-1019. Bob in Los Angeles on the Fan in New York.
My God, when you said the Yankees are the schedule, that's just sad. Sad and true, man. My golly.
They are. Like they are the soft team.
No, we used to be the bully. Now people are looking at our pitching, wanting to make a name for themselves. You know, I want to talk about kind of what you talked about, like the lack of fire. But one quick question: watching this game, has anybody? I think Alvarez is. I wouldn't want to make sure he seems young, immature, not really like the backbone of a rotation. He came back. Did the pitching go south when he came back, or not connected?
That's something no one's really talking about. I don't know.
I don't know what you know, games. He just seems like a really immature. You know, I don't know. So I'm just wondering.
Torrens is more mature, and was Torrens calling a little bit better games? They were struggling and losing. The lineup wasn't producing while Torrens was there. Alvarez has brought his bat, but yeah, maybe these pitchers. You always kind of hear some things. We're starting to hear some things between Ben Rice and Austin Wells. Who calls a better?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Game, who's more prepared, who these guys like throwing to. There's something to be said about that, but ultimately these guys don't throw strikes. They walk too many guys.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, no, just sort of traditionally just thinking like you want a veteran catcher back there. I'm just thinking of Gary Carter, Mike Socha, just being an old man. Like the idea of a veteran catcher could change things, it seems. So
sure.
That might be something, you know. I'm an L.A. fan. I'm a New York fan. So I sort of live in these superstar markets. And I've noticed for 2 decades, man, really noticed it. Like, we just lack that scrap. We're not those fiery teams. We're not and when we do succeed, whether it's the Lakers with KCP or the Dodgers, you got Eggman, Kike, you got a couple of scrappers. And it seems to me like L.A. and New York are the two really least scrappy teams, and I think it's because they're the two most superstar dominant teams.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, city wise, big markets and the cities definitely have something to do with it. But ultimately, we're looking at Major League Baseball right now, and I can't get off of like what the Milwaukee Brewers are. Their payroll is like the Baltimore Orioles, and they have a bunch of random guys. And they're the best team in baseball right now. You know, do I think they're going to win it all? I don't. But I think we make so much of it, especially here in New York. Thanks for the call, Bob. I think we make so much of, like, this is New York. It's tough to play here. Look at the attendance. Look at the fans. Look at the money. And it doesn't matter. When they step in between those lines, these guys want to beat New York. It doesn't matter if you're the Minnesota Twins. It doesn't matter if you're the Baltimore Orioles, the Sacramento A's. I think we end up in this echo chamber in New York where we end up thinking that we're better than everybody. We're not. We should be, though, because we have all of these resources and these doctors. And, we do have the support of the fans and people want to play here. And in this digital age, you could play anywhere and be a star. I was talking about Byron Buxton. Shout out to my boy Zach, because we were like, man, we're talking about the Mets and how like they went to get Cedric Mullins and he's all right. But we were talking about how, Byron Buxton didn't want to leave Minnesota. And Byron Buxton kind of said it with his chest at the All-Star game. Like, I'm a Minnesotan, something like that. Like, I'm not leaving. And why? You just want to lose? Why? You just want to stay in Minnesota? And yeah, stay in Minnesota with your millions where it's cheaper, where your whole family is set up, and you can go down as one of the all-time greats in Minnesota. There's no pressure. There's not that many writers, not that many media outlets. The fans are just kind of whatever. They're not expecting anything, and you can have a nice little career and kind of just dwell in obscurity. Same thing with like Jose Ramirez and the Guardians. Like, all right, I'm fine. This is my franchise. This is who drafted me. This is who I came up with. I'll go down as one of the all-time greats here. No, we're not going to win anything, but like, I don't know. It's hard to win. So it's not always about going to the big market team. It's not always about going to, join the other star players in the big markets. 888-808-1019. Let's talk to Nico in New Jersey before we go to the next break. What's up, Nico?
Hey, how's it going, Keith? Obviously, the Yankee team's struggling. We all know that. It's been going on for a while now. I don't have a lot of confidence in them. I think the Boston series is going to make or break their season. But if we look back at the Tigers last year, on August 14th last season, they were 5 games under 500. They were 58-63. They obviously got very hot to end the year. Made the playoffs. I think this Yankees roster is better than that Tigers roster last year, but this Yankees team is struggling right now. I think it comes down to their all-star. Since the all-star break, their four All-Stars have not been good. Max Fried's ERA has been terrible. Rodon had a good start the other day, but I mean, besides that, he hasn't looked good. Judge obviously battling the injury, can't really put too much on him. Had a home run in the Twins game, but like he hasn't been great. And then Jazz, his at bats have been, I think they've been horrible.
Yeah, and they need to shake this funk that they're in. They need to actually, like I said, get into some type of a win streak, play better baseball, and not just against a team like the Twins. Thanks for the call, Nico. But when you mentioned the Detroit Tigers, if we go back to last year, they got right against the Yankees, you know, in that Little League Classic. That's coming up this weekend, the Mariners versus the Mets. Juan Soto will play back-to-back years. Remember last year, the kids behind the dugout, when Juan Soto used to shuffle? You know, Juan Soto hit his shuffle and all the kids got low with Juan Soto, did his shuffle with him. Ooh. Yeah, so that's coming up. And if you remember last year, quickly before we go to the break in the update here, last year they got rid of like Gio Urshela. They moved on from Javi Baez. They called up their young guys. You know, they called up Trey Sweeney. I'm forgetting some of these guys that they called up. They have a better manager. AJ Hinch is the manager of the Tigers. They had a lot of young energy. And you know what the biggest thing was for the Tigers? No one saw them coming. You know what the other biggest thing was for the Tigers? They had the pitching. They had Tarek Skubal, Cy Young winner. I can't compare what the Tigers were able to do last year to what the New York Yankees potentially could do this year. It's not the same. 888-808-1019 as we are in the bottom of the seventh. A little bit of trouble on the base pass, but the Mets are able to get out of it. Still holding a 3-2 lead. Let's go to this break, and then we come back. I'll get the rest of these Yankee calls in, and then coming up at 9:15 is Mike Sando as we switch gears to talk about the QB tiers in the NFL for 2025 and get some NFL talk in on the Fan. This is Keith McPherson rocking till midnight. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.